Welcome to the Independent Times Newsroom. This is an audio edition of our latest report, published on July 30th, 2026. Considering the map was redrawn before independents could vote, we are asking how the gerrymandering wars will impact the 2026 midterms. Mid-decade gerrymandering used to be a rare scandal. In the past 18 months, it became standard practice in 10 states. Here's how we got here, why it matters most to independents, and where bipartisanship actually held the line. Every 10 years after the census, states redraw congressional districts. That tradition held for a century until the summer of 2025. Facing a historically tough midterm map, President Trump urged Texas to redraw mid-decade. Texas obliged in August, creating five new Republican-leaning seats. California answered with Proposition 50, which voters approved to add five Democratic-leaning seats. The dam broke. Missouri, North Carolina, and Ohio all redrew before year's end. Florida, Tennessee, Louisiana, and Alabama followed by spring. Utah's courts blocked efforts by enforcing a voter-passed anti-gerrymandering law. But the dam also held in places. Virginia's redraw was struck down by its own Supreme Court. Efforts in Indiana, Kansas, Georgia, South Carolina, and Washington all failed. Maryland convened a special session on August 3rd to put a constitutional amendment on the November ballot. Finally, New York is advancing a constitutional amendment of their own. 10 states now have new maps. 8 of them drew lines favoring Republicans, adding roughly 16 Republican-leaning seats. The two that favored Democrats, California and Utah, added 6. 16 against 6. The redrawing handed Republicans a net advantage of roughly 10 seats before a single 2026 vote has been cast. Who will benefit in the midterms? Republicans hold the clear edge. From that starting point, Democrats needed a net gain of just 3 seats to reach the 218 required to control the chamber. The new maps were built to block that path. The bottom line for anyone keeping score: the Cook Political Report now counts just 77 competitive House districts out of 435. To win the majority, Democrats must carry 57 of those 77. In the other 358 districts, this November result is close to a foregone conclusion of which party will hold control. The battlefield has never been smaller, and an ordinary midterm wave may no longer be enough to cross it. Where does the fight remain now? The lines for this November are settled. The 10 redrawn maps will govern the midterms, but 4 fronts remain open, and 2 of them put the question directly to voters this fall. In Maryland, Democrats held a special session on August 3rd, not to redraw the map, but to place a constitutional amendment on the November ballot. If voters approve it, lawmakers would gain clear authority to redraw mid-decade for 2028. The obvious target is the state's lone Republican seat held by Representative Annie Harris's Eastern Shore District. Missouri, however, may be running the strangest ballot in the country this fall. The new map broke up Representative Emanuel Cleaver's Kansas City District, aiming to give Republicans 7 of the state's 8 House seats. Opponents gathered signatures to challenge the map by referendum. Election officials are checking the signatures now, with a ruling expected in early August. If enough are valid, the question goes on the November ballot. If it qualifies, the ballot will do double duty. Missourians will elect House members under the new map while also voting on whether to keep it. In Texas, the courtroom battle continues. A federal court ruled the new map an illegal racial gerrymander, but then the Supreme Court stayed the ruling, so the map counts for 2026. Finally, New York has passed the first stage of a constitutional amendment to unlock its own mid-decade redraw. It needs a second legislative vote in 2027 and then voter approval before it can matter. So how unusual is this? Mid-decade redistricting is legal in most states, but was historically rare. Voluntary partisan redraws were handfuls: California in 1982, Texas in 2003, Georgia in 2005. But the 2003 Texas redraw was treated as a scandal for generations after House Majority Leader Tom DeLay pushed it with the line, "I'm the majority leader, and we want more seats. Democrats fled the state to deny a quorum. Republicans gained 6 seats, and for 20 years, no state repeated the move. Now, however, 10 states have redrawn their maps in roughly 10 months, with both parties coordinating openly. Nothing like this has happened since the 19th century, when Ohio redrew its lines 7 times between 1876 and 1892. The trick itself is even older. The word gerrymander was born in 1812, after a Boston cartoonist drew Massachusetts Governor Elbridge Gerry's salamander-shaped district as a winged monster. 2 centuries later, America is drifting back to the politics that named it. So what does this cost independent voters? In a gerrymandering arms race, the main losers are voters outside the party basis. Every newly safe seat turns the general election into a formality, decided in a party primary that many independent voters cannot vote in. Each redraw wipes out a few more competitive districts, and there are not that many left to begin with. Fewer competitive seats mean fewer candidates who need middle-of-the-road voters and less reason for either party to address them. This round began with Republicans, who gained the most, but honestly, neither side's hands are clean this year. Is there an honest silver lining? The good news is that wherever the redraw was stopped, bipartisanship and the courts stopped it. In Indiana, 21 Republican state senators joined all 10 Democrats to kill their own party's map, despite White House pressure. Legislators in Kansas, Georgia, South Carolina, and Washington also refused to redraw their maps. Courts in Virginia and Utah enforced their constitutions against the dominant party in charge. Citizen Tools also showed their teeth this year. Utah's fair map exists because voters passed Proposition 4 back in 2018, and the courts enforced it when lawmakers tried to ignore it. In Missouri, citizens gathered signatures to put their new map to a statewide vote. These citizen checks are slow. Gathering signatures takes months, while a legislature can pass a new map in days. But they are the one check politicians cannot redraw in their own favor. The final say belongs to the voters. Gerrymandering has never been this visible. The good news is that the attention can create openings for independent commissions, national standards, and broader reforms. And the map maker has taken on a hidden risk. To squeeze out those extra seats, they spread their own voters across more districts, which means winning each one by a smaller margin. In a normal year, those thin margins hold. In a wave year, they can all break at once, turning a map built for maximum advantage into a string of losses. Analysts call that backfire a dummy mander. So what can you do? First, watch your own state. If a redraw or reform reaches the ballot, that vote will matter more than congressional races. Support commissions and anti-gerrymandering measures for your state, no matter which party is in control. Second, vote in the primaries where allowed, because in a gerrymandered district, the primary is the real election, and reward the candidates who want to work across the aisle and get things done. The legislators who stopped the gerrymandering in Indiana and elsewhere, they took on real risk to work across the aisle. Every district, however drawn, still contains the one thing no map maker can move: the people who show up and vote. Thank you for listening. Please follow us on social media and subscribe to our daily dispatches at our website, indtimes.news. Remember, it is not the best of times, nor the worst, but these are undoubtedly independent times. Have a spectacular day.